Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. We've got about 15 minutes here in this Wednesday edition of In Focus, and I am now with Jackie Hartman, K-State's Chief of Staff and Director of Community Relations. Any questions, comments, concerns, 75-537-1350 is the number to call. And Jackie, happy Wednesday.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Brady.
There we go. Let's get you the right mic. Well, students are almost back. Things are about to kick up here at K-State.
Leases start August 1st, so we're starting to see some students roaming around on campus, and you can definitely tell the traffic's starting to pick up, which we still have a few construction projects in town. I think Ron Fear probably talked about those yesterday. But that's going to make a difference really quickly because Anderson, close to campus, is one lane. And so I noticed the traffic was really getting backed up there. And as the students come in, then it's going to be even worse. So keep your eyes open because the students are, if they're new students, they're figuring their way around. If they're new parents, same is true. Otherwise, they're thinking about seeing their friends and what we're going to do before classes actually start on the 21st.
Lots of moving trucks around town.
That's right.
That's how you know, right? And, you know, you mentioned that new students getting here for the first time, not familiar. I mean, it just reminds me the first time I was at K-State as a student back in 2006. And, you know, I remember the biggest thing that I had to learn was, wait, Bluemont and Anderson are the same street?
That
was
that is so confusing, yeah. And you wouldn't ever think that would be the case, and we forget to explain that to people. So that's interesting that you mentioned that because that's a really important one. They quickly learn where they want to eat and the restaurants in Aggieville and right around campus. But if they venture out, not quite sure where they're going. Target and Walmart, you know, they find those places pretty quick. And so it won't take them long to get comfortable. But for the first couple of weeks, just keep your eyes open. And if you're on North Manhattan, you really want to keep your eyes open because we have all the crosswalks there. And the students press the button and walk right out, and they are relying on you to stop. So they do have the right-of-way with those yellow crosswalks. So I just try to tell people, when school starts, avoid North Manhattan. We've had a lot of work done over on Denison, and the lights, I think, are a little more accommodating over there for the drivers. The students have to stop, and then they get a green light to cross. But that's different than North Manhattan.
If anything, just be patient with people.
That's right.
And those crosswalks are a lot better now than they were even a few years ago.
They've
gotten a lot better.
They're getting better. And there's a lot, you know, the city has been working really hard to make our major thoroughfares more accessible. And so that definitely helps with the additional cars of the students as well as just the students walking on foot. So it all works out.
It does. And looking at this school year that's about to start for K-State, you look at reviewing back to last year, just so much happened last year at K-State.
We did. Had some leadership turnover. So President Myers came on full-time last year, and everybody's familiar with his background, has great, tremendous leadership background, and is a K-State alum from the College of Engineering. So he has, of course, familiar with campus. He has served on our foundation board and chaired that board, so he's familiar with a lot of the programming. I think he, because he hadn't been in higher ed as an administrator, I think he's shocked at everything that goes on. There's an awful lot that goes on, and we have a daily electronic newsletter every day, and so it shares information about research that's taking place, initiatives, and people that have won awards, and our students who have won awards. And even though I've been back now for 8 years. It's still amazing all the things that I find out. So I know that the president has been overwhelmed with all of the good information, but he's a quick study. So he's geared up and ready for another school year. And then, of course, we hired Gene Taylor, the new athletic director. So Gene will be here for the fall for the first round of seasons, all the athletics that will. We've got soccer starting, and we have, of course, football, which is what everybody's waiting for. But we have students involved in a lot of sports, and I think you've mentioned on many of your shows this last week that the football players are working. You know, they started this week.
And for going back to soccer, this is the first official season.
It is the first official season. So we had a season last year, but it wasn't really the official. And so it'll be really interesting. We had such good turnout for our soccer matches last year, so we're hoping for that same turnout this year.
And for a brand new team just put together, they didn't do too bad sometimes.
No, they did really well, and I would think we could expect more of them this year.
Brady Bowman here with Jackie Hartman, KCH Chief of Staff and Director of Community Relations. Just got about 8 minutes left in today's edition of In Focus. So again, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, 785-537-1350. And we just talked about how this is such a fresh year for K-State. Like you mentioned, new president, new athletic director. Another side of that coin, the campus carry laws started July 1st. So that's kind of an adjustment. That just what's kind of the feeling this year going into a new school year, maybe compared to last? So much newness.
Well, I think last year there was probably a little more anxiety because we were still in the process, and there was a lot of good people that worked all awfully hard on coming up with our policy for the concealed carry. So I think the anxiety was pretty, well, it's prevalent, I would say. But now that we know what our policy is, and that policy has been approved by Kansas Board of Regents, we've been having training, and there's been a lot of information talking about it, I think the known is just so much better than the unknown. So it hasn't been the buzz this summer that it was a year ago.
And I know that a lot of precautions that are going to be new this year compared to last year, especially at sporting events. Do you know anything more about the metal detectors that are going in with the football stadium in Bramlage?
I don't know a lot of the details, but I will tell you that you need to add a little time to plan to get into the stadium, that it will take just a little bit longer, so you don't want to avoid leaving your tailgate. You want to go ahead and get in line, because especially for the first couple of games, people aren't used to it, and we still have the clear bag policy. So really two changes there.
Do you know if that'll be a metal detector sort of station at every entrance around the football stadium?
There's going to be multiple, the way I understand it, there's multiple stations, so you'll be looking at the bag at one, then they'll stop you to go through the metal detector. So and they will have that clearly marked where you're going to go in. I'm not sure, though, how many entrances will be equipped with the metal detector.
That was one thing I was wondering about when that was first came to light, was it going to be consolidated entrances, basically, at the stadiums. But I guess we'll find that out. At the break, actually, staying with that for just another quick second, I know that there's been some news lately about some professors that have retired early or decided to move on because of the campus concealed carry. What's been the university reaction? Have you guys had some discussion with faculty who've been concerned?
I think there are some faculty that have been concerned, and we had a retired professor speak out about it, and another professor that indicated was going to take a leave of absence and look for jobs. And you know, that is... it's their right to do that. There are things on all campuses that are different. Every time you move to a new campus, there's a different rule that you have to follow. Whether people are for the concealed carry or not, it's what we have to follow here in Kansas. And every campus will be slightly different, but overall the policies are basically the same across the Kansas campuses. So what I think we need to focus on is there's an awful lot of training taking place. And Chief Grice just mentioned earlier this week how many people have already gone through the training and at different levels. And so I think things are going to be smooth sailing.
And I'm sure that's been a frustrating thing for all parties at K-State, whether you're faculty, whether you're somebody in your position. This isn't something that either party chose to really take part in. This is something that came from the top and you got to deal with.
That's right. And so as a result, there's not much we can do about it. You know, just teach people how to be safe, teach people what the law is, and what we're going to do if we see guns. There's rules about, you know, opening your jacket if you have a concealed carry or if you have a gun on your person, and what students can carry in bags and the places where you can't have a gun. And so we're going to do a lot of communicating for students, faculty, and staff.
Another thing we talked about before the break when you came on was you wanted to be sure that people understand that the 2025 goals are still goals for university.
That's the case. We've worked really hard to establish that strategic plan. We're at a five-year review point, even though we've had it for the last 9 years. The national reporting of the metrics that we use for benchmarks, they're behind, naturally, because by the time all the universities turn in those figures and then they assess those and get them out, it's natural that it would be behind. So we really have we've completed the 5 years of analyzing our metrics against those national ones. And so we're going to spend the fall really working to course correct if we need to any of the units and go forward. Our environmental conditions are a little bit different now with funding, so we have to consider that as we review that 2025 plan.
And it didn't seem, that was obviously a plan of the previous administration, but that didn't seem like President Myers had much hesitation on deciding to continue that.
You're exactly right. President Myers was all for it. It makes sense for us. Everybody should have a plan of where they're going and how they're going to measure that. And every college created their own plan. Every unit created their own plan. And, of course, within the priorities that are established by the university, by the president and provost.
2025, it's not too far away, actually.
It really isn't.
I'm trying to remember when this first this idea first came about. 2025 seems so far away. Now
it
we're
did.
Almost
it did.
There.
Right.
All right. Well, about 9:59. That's about all time we got, unless there's a couple extra things. Or,
well, I would just say we look forward to having all of the students back on campus. It's exciting, and everybody's getting ready for that first day of classes on the 21st.
All right. Thank you very much. That was Jackie Hartman, K-State's Chief of Staff and Director of Community Relations. Dave, did you have something you want to...
I had a question for you.
Okay, Dave.
Is K-State doing something special for the eclipse on the 21st?
Oh.
Yes, we do have... Chris Sorensen, Dr. Sorensen, has been leading the effort to get students, and we won't have classes on the 21st. So that is the first week, I should say,
Yes.
But classes will not be held, so the students can actually take part in the eclipse.
That's what I thought was going on. Thank you. Good information.
Thanks,
Brady. Good job this morning. It's 10 o'clock at K-Man.